Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. My name is Madeline Taylor. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. And I am joined in studio by a very special guest. So I'm just going to chuck it over to you and have you introduce yourself.
I am the golden age of wrestling.
Pew, pew, pew. also known as Jeff. And you're also the mastermind behind Devours, which is a favorite on CITR.
Thank you.
So what is what is the Golden Age of Wrestling?
The Golden Age of Wrestling is my brand new solo project. I started it in May of 2019, and it is a combination of ambient music, which I'm also calling glambient, and it's also, yeah, it fuses that with like Hollywood soundtracks, video games of my youth and the soundtracks from those, and also a little bit of singing.
Amazing.
So it's like some chamber singing and like very reverbed.
Like a little bit choral almost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, so it's not really like pop music. I feel like Devours is my pop, like making pop singles project, and then this is a little bit more moody, and it's not as like pop structured.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
amazing. Okay, just so listeners know, in the building we are in, there is a weightlifting competition happening. So if you hear like a big boom that's like super deep and inexplicable, given that you're just listening to our voices in your headphones or car speakers. Yep. It's people dropping heavy weights in a room nearby. So sorry about that. And we are pre-recording this. So we're talking to you from Saturday, January 17th. And you will hear it on the 20th, I believe.
Yes.
Anyways, so before we get into a playlist that Jeff has so graciously organized, I want to hear a track from the Golden Age of Wrestling just to kind of situate us in the genre that you're working within. So what was the track that you picked for us to listen to first?
Sure. So I've released two official singles for this project so far. The one that we're going to listen to first is called Nevada, and it is the oldest song on this collection of songs that I've made. I basically have an album ready to go for this. This one I made when I was in my mid-teens.
Amazing.
On my old synth that I still use to perform. And yeah, I just really liked it and remembered the melody and re-recorded it for this project last summer. So
awesome.
We're going to listen to Nevada.
So fading out there was Nevada by the Golden Age of Wrestling, who I am joined by in studio right now.
Hi.
So can you tell us a little bit about like where that track came from for you and what the process of reworking it as an adult was like?
It was very nostalgic. I don't know. I just always liked that one. And I would like to think it sounds a little bit better now. Like I used different sounds and synths on it. And yeah, it was just a nice like blast from the past. I felt like it could work well with a project. I don't know. I just held on to it for a long time. And it's the same with Devours, actually. I wrote a lot of music when I was a teenager, and there are a handful of songs here and there where like they've they sound terrible now. Like my voice has changed, like recording software has changed and stuff. But there are certain melodies where I'm like, oh, I just really hope that I can use that like someday. And that was one where I felt like this project was, yeah, like a good fit for that one. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that good of a story.
No, I mean, it's the story. Yeah. Cool. Well, like I was saying at the beginning here before we really got going that I don't know a ton about like ambient music and electronic music, but I've always enjoyed what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And so like, how did you find out about it and what resonated for you?
That's a tricky one because I mean, like as a musician, you sort of need to come up with a few labels. I'm not an expert with ambient music. I don't actually know that much about it, but yeah, like my entry point, was a group, or it's actually a producer. His name is Enigma, and they were big in the early 90s, as well as Enya, who we're going to listen to in a second, and Moby was another huge influence that we might not get to in this hour, but yeah, Moby was a huge influence for me. And so, yeah, even, like, I don't even know if you can call them ambient, but it's just sort of synthy stuff that, I don't know, I thought was really interesting in my youth. Those are some big influences. But.
I remember Enya and Moby mostly from when I was in dance as a young girl.
Oh,
yeah, like they would put on
ballet. Or
I did ballet and jazz and contemporary.
Oh my god! Okay, I've seen every season of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh my
god! I love contemporary. I love all dance.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Me too. Also, I love that show. But it was not to be. But when I was like 9 or 10 years old, and we had to do cross the floor routines, where you do lots of like jumping and sort of I don't know, very like flowy side movements, we would always put on my teacher, Miss Tanya, I think her name was. Anyways, she was obsessed with Moby, so we listened to a lot of Moby. Yeah.
Yeah, Moby is very talented.
Yeah, but anyways, we're going to listen to Enya now. So,
yeah, this song, sorry to interrupt, I'm so pumped still about this song. I discovered it in a very bad early 90s horror movie called Sleepwalkers.
Oh.
It's the song at the end credits. And then a few years later, the Fugees reworked it for Ready or Not.
Amazing.
Their big single. And yeah,
very
the song
cool.
is totally amazing and very influential for me.
Okay, so it's called Bodacia?
I think it's pronounced Bodacia.
Bodacia.
Not exactly sure. Yeah.
Enya Bodacia. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Enya Boadicea.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you're just tuning in, you are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And the guest I have in studio right now is Jeff from the Golden Age of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working our way through a playlist that he has put together of influences for that project. So
mm-hmm.
that's where we're at. Let's do one more, and then we're going to take a little break here and come back with more music. But tell us about the next track.
Sure. Yeah. So this composer is named Thomas Newman, and he's an amazing composer. The song that we're going to listen to is called A Rose, and it is from the American Beauty soundtrack, one of my favorite soundtracks of all time. I think that he's also made music for Road to Perdition and I think Castaway. A little while ago, I was getting really into like mid-90s to late 90s Hollywood soundtracks. Shawshank Redemption was another one. I can't remember if Thomas Newman or maybe James Horner made that one, but yeah, I love big like Hollywood emotional soundtracky music.
Yeah.
And so this, yeah, American Beauty, if you haven't heard the soundtrack, it's so lovely.
What part of the movie is this particular piece from?
Oh, I haven't seen it in a few years.
Okay.
I've not seen it since the Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's hard to rewatch things. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I do love this movie. It's really, really good.
Okay. Well, if you know, listener, what part of the movie this is from, maybe tweet at us or something and let us know. Okay, here we go. All right, that was a track from the American Beauty soundtrack by Thomas Newman. It's called A Rose, the extended version. So if you want to go find that, that's how you do it. All right, we're going to take a little break here and be back with more from the Golden Age of Wrestling and his playlist. So stay tuned to CITR.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you. Do you hate music? Are you at a loss for what to listen to these days? Tune in to Deliberate Noise for the latest and greatest rock, punk, underground, and local music. Your host Nina Panini and special guest Claire bring you high-energy tunes and unrelated chit-chat every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on CITR. For free! So come get sweaty with us and get into your local music scene.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. My name's Madeline, and I'm joined in studio today by...
The Golden Age of Wrestling.
Yeah! We're having a great time. So as I mentioned earlier, we are pre-recording from Saturday afternoon, so we're speaking to you from the past. There is a weightlifting competition going on in the building that we are recording in, so if you hear big sonic booms, that's why. We're working our way through a playlist that Jeff has put together. So, Jeff, what is up next?
Okay, let me look at this playlist. David Wise. Composed the music for Donkey Kong Country for Super Nintendo.
Oh, my goodness.
This song is so iconic. So many kids of my generation will recognize it. It's called Aquatic Ambience. And, oof, we need to listen to it. You'll probably recognize it. It's amazing.
Excellent. Here we go.
Thank you.
So that was Donkey Kong Country Aquatic Ambience.
By David Wise.
By David Wise. And that was from the game.
Yeah.
Was that your favorite? Was that your favorite DK game?
I'm trying to remember. I think it's from the... Maybe it's from the first? They're all amazing.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3 for Super Nintendo are all complete like classics. Yeah.
Do you still have any of them?
I do. Yeah. So over the holidays, I got out the old Nintendo out of my parents' crawl space, and I was teaching my dad how to play Super Mario Brothers on the original Nintendo.
That's awesome. Did he get good at it?
We trained every day for like 10 days, and he eventually got to Bowser in the first world.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, that's
yeah.
great. So. You know, small accomplishments. Love it. Awesome. Okay, so you were kind of talking about how for a lot of video games, they'd been more like they have sort of like a signature jingle that goes along with the character that you're playing or the game you're playing, but that this piece was like one of the first times that there was more of like an emotive soundtrack.
Absolutely.
So was
yeah.
that something that like resonated for you at the time, or is that something you've gone back and like looked at in a different way?
Yeah, it's hard to know how it resonated with me when I was like 10 years old
right,
playing
yeah.
it. I just always, yeah, I mean, like up until that point, I feel like Nintendo music was catchy and really simple and kind of playful. And that was the first piece of music where, I don't know, it moved me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably a lot of like kids of my generation can, you know, agree or attest to that. But yeah, I don't know, it just sort of stuck with me. And as the years went on, I was like, man, I really want to rip that off someday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so up next we have a track from Superstar, Jesus.
Superstar.
Future Star, who
yes.
is Selena, who now lives on Vancouver Island in Victoria. But
yeah.
she was a Vancouver local for a long time, and she's beloved. So why this track?
Future Star is so talented. Selena is great. This song is called Kiss the Mirror. I think that it is truly one of her best singles of all time. Also, it's the only song ever where another artist who I respect name drops me in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So Selena name dropped Devours in this song. And of course, my ego loved it. It's very flattering. But truly, I think this is one of the best singles ever. It's so good. It's one of her classics. So
amazing. So this is Kiss the Mirror by Future Star.
I wanna buy myself flowers, dance by myself to Devours. No one's gonna do it. I'm in pain. vacation, so I'll take myself on a date. I'll kiss the mirror. It's kinda cold, but she's the only one here. I'll kiss the mirror. It's kind of cold, but she's the only one here.
That was Kiss the Mirror by local pop genius Future Star. We just spent the entirety of that track talking about how amazing Selena is at writing pop songs. And Jeff, you were saying that you feel like her last record was underappreciated.
Absolutely. I feel like so many local artists have underappreciated albums.
Yeah.
There's so many just, yeah, underrated albums in Vancouver. But yeah, hopefully people listen to Future Star's most recent release. It's called Priorities, and it's really good.
Yeah, do it now. It's a treasure and perfect for lifting your spirits a little bit on these dark January days. Okay, where are we headed next in our play? We're going back to
Golden Age of Wrestling.
Amazing. Okay, before we play the song,
sure.
I want to hear a little bit about where the concept and aesthetic for this project came from for you.
Yeah. Well, first off, I genuinely love wrestling, and I grew up watching it, and I still dabble in it. I don't follow it as closely as I used to, but yeah, I love wrestling. So that's where the name came from. In terms of an image, that's a tricky one because with Devourers, I feel like there is a bit of a character. Like I've created a character with the eyebrows and the
Upside down cross.
Yeah. And I think that with the Golden Age of Wrestling, I love the idea of creating a persona and characters, but also I don't want it to be too cartoony.
Right.
And I also like the idea of having a name like the Golden Age of Wrestling and having it just be totally random.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the album name is Tombstone Piledriver, which is a wrestling move. So there are a few little references here and there to wrestling. But in terms of performing live, I don't necessarily wear a singlet or anything. I'm not going to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
But
you do have a cape though.
A little bit, right? Cause yeah. I mean, I don't want to just be a boring bald
guy.
Like I want to have a contrast from Devourers. Yeah. So that's been a bit of a struggle these past few months is figuring out the aesthetic. The music came pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
I feel like more time has been spent just trying to come up with some sort of image, but also videos. I've created about 8 or 9 videos at this point, and I'll be having projections when I perform live. And so, yeah, I'm trying to come up with a multimedia
amazing
presentation.
Yeah, so you're really working on the aspects of the performance that are not the music.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, because I think that people want to see exciting stuff live, and ambient music is sometimes a little bit not super exciting or
it's
performative. And so yeah so I want to have some visuals or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to see it because have you performed this project live yet?
No
but
okay. A show is coming up.
Do you want to plug
managed to book one. It is February the 8th, which I think is a Saturday, and it is at What Lab, WHAT. What Lab is in Hastings Sunrise. And I can't wait.
Great. Who else is on the bill?
I'm not sure.
Okay, yet. Cool. But yes. You are. So that's enough info for us right now.
Cool.
Great. Okay, so this is a track called I Know What You Did Next Summer.
Thank you.
That was the Golden Age of Wrestling with I Know What You Did Next Summer. And I'm joined in studio by Jeff from the Golden Age of Wrestling.
It's me.
It's you. Where are we going on the playlist next?
Yeah, so up next is an excellent local artist by the name of Kellarissa. The song is called The Radio. And Kellarissa, I feel, is such an amazing singer. And I love her vocal harmonies and just her style of singing, I think, has influenced me over these past few years. And so, yeah, I do cite this her as an influence for the Golden Age of Wrestling.
She's also a solo, like mostly electronic artist. So mm-hmm. she just plays with a mic and a keyboard and a synth.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be fun to play a show with her as the Golden Age of Wrestling. As Devours, we have actually gone on tour together in yeah. Eastern Canada, and that was exciting.
And she played your release show last year, right?
Yeah, and I played hers the year prior.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we go deep.
Love it. Okay, this song is called The Radio, and it is off of her record Ocean Electric.
Thank you.
That was The Radio by Kellarissa from her record Ocean Electro. I think I said Ocean Electric before, so sorry about that. Wrong. Electro. Okay, we're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll come back with a few more local tracks. And then the last track I'm not familiar with, so we'll have some more with the Golden Age of Wrestling and his playlist. Once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Janelle from Anybody's, and you're listening to CITR.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline, and I'm joined in studio by Jeff from the Golden Age of Wrestling. We are working our way through his playlist. So up next is a track that I actually haven't heard yet, so I'm quite excited for this. So can you introduce it?
Yeah, the song is called Magic Circle, and it is a collaboration between two local artists that I think are really, really talented, Harley Small and Walgren.
Walgren's exquisite.
My mind. Yeah, like, as a live performer, one of the best I think I've ever seen.
Would hard agree.
And yeah. The way that they loop vocals, just everything that they do live has been an influence on this project, I would say. And Harley Small is such an amazing producer. And so, yeah, let's listen to the track. It's brand new.
I'm very excited. Here we go.
Feels so alive, like this.
That was Magic Circle by Harley Small and Walgren, two extremely talented local musicians. And I went to high school with Harley Small, and we both grew up in, well, actually, I think he grew up in Crescent Beach, but anyways, I've been seeing
Crescent Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is that?
It's close to White Rock.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just like another beach.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of slightly further. Actually, I don't know what direction. Anyways, it's over there. It's beautiful. It's a good place to go for walks and jump off the pier. But yeah, we used to play open mics at the same coffee shops. And I watched his band play a lot when we were in high school. And they were great then, from my teenage brain's perspective. And so it's really been amazing to see his career develop and him just stay really talented and lovely and gracious and put out great music. So very cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, what do we have coming up next?
Yeah, we're almost done. Two songs left. This one is another local group. They're called Neptune's Daydream, and it's so moody.
Excellent.
I'm into it. The song is called Mouth Burned My Tongue, and they are new, and you should check them out.
Great. That was Mouth Burned My Tongue by Neptune's Daydream. And you are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. And we've come to the end of our time together. We've got one more track left from Jeff from the Golden Age of Wrestling.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Madeline, thank you so much for having me on this show. I'm pretty fired up about the Golden Age of Wrestling.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm excited for people to hear it. I have an album coming out in a few months. I don't have a specific release date for it yet. But yeah, the third single from the project is coming out really soon. You can find me on all social media. This last song that I've chosen is by a duo from Guelph. The song is about 10 years old, and it's so lovely. They're one of the first sort of chill wavy bands that broke out of that scene, and they're called Memory House, and the song is called Lately, and it samples John Bryan, who composed the music for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a really famous little song that a lot of people love from it. It's called Phone Call, and this song is sort of an extended remix type thing. They sample it. Anyways, the song's great. Check it out.
Very cool. Well, thanks again for coming on the show, and thank you all for listening. Definitely give the Golden Age of Wrestling a follow and keep an eye out for upcoming shows, especially the one on February 8th.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, so this is Memory House with Lately.